Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Zelda Working Title Podcast. This is episode number 55. I'm your host, Adam, and here with me today, we've got Matt, Nick, Alex, and Angel.
Hey!
What's Hello. Up, guys?
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
Good.
Fantastic.
Good. I need some PlayStation Network to be up, please. So yeah. I can play some Portal 2 co-op.
I think we all do.
Yeah, I want to play Home.
Yeah, I know. I've been really wanting to play Home.
So much Home is going to be had.
No, we should all get on Home. Everyone who wants to get on Home.
We should have a homecoming party now that Home is back.
That's not a bad idea.
It's good.
Always have home. Listeners. A homecoming game.
Yeah, well, and we'll have a homecoming dance, so don't worry. We'll dance in Home, homecoming dance.
And I'm definitely going for Homecoming King.
I don't know if I'm going to vote for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like the cool kids don't even they go out back and smoke cigarettes and stuff.
That's true,
right?
But maybe it'll be one of those things where, like, because you're such a cool kid and you wear those leather jackets and sunglasses, like everybody will recognize how cool you are, and you're just gonna win.
Do they have a top hat yet?
Wait, a top hat? Oh, in Home, I don't know.
Did they not have one before? Should.
I don't remember. I think we looked for them.
Trying to create the top hat mafia in Home.
Hell yeah.
That's what I thought.
No, you got to get a leather jacket. All right. Home guys
well,
forever.
Guys, have you been playing anything interesting? Obviously, we've all been playing Portal 2, but what
have
else?
Have we all beaten it now?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, we've all beaten it.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah. Even Alex.
Even me. I actually beat it before.
Oh, that's right. He had was it Angel that hadn't beaten it last week?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, ordered it.
Angel and me, yeah.
He ordered it.
Ordered
I had just,
right one,
I had just gotten it, and Angel had just...
And then I got it like a day later. It was ridiculous. Yeah, I was like, what? And like, because I paid for the free shipping, which is supposed to be like 5 to 7 days, and it came in, I ordered it, what, Wednesday? Got it Friday.
Wait, you paid for the free shipping? You got ripped off, man.
No, I didn't pay for the free... I didn't pay for the shipping.
Good. Good.
We got it. So what else?
Oh, I've been playing...
I've been playing a lot of the Gears 3 beta.
Oh, yeah. We played Gears 3 beta.
How is that?
Really,
I haven't tried it
really
yet.
Good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I went...
I might have to download it.
Yeah, I'd recommend it to everyone.
Is it
yeah.
still a lot of rolling around and shotgunning?
No.
No. They've balanced all the weapons, so you can play in completely different ways. Like, I only use the Retro Lancer. I rarely pull out my shotgun, and I still get a lot of kills.
Yeah, and I'm a pacifist. I never use weapons.
And he still gets kills.
He just gives out daisies.
Yeah, what I do is I convert people to my ideologies and then watch them die of old age.
How long does that run?
Only till Sunday.
Yeah. So. Oh, man.
My friend was giving me free codes, but I was like, nah, I'm not going to play that.
It's really, really good.
If you didn't like Gears 2 but liked Gears 1, you'll like Gears 3.
Yeah.
If you liked Gears 1 and Gears 2, you'll like Gears 3. If you didn't like either of those games, then you're out of luck. Because that's the only game that's going to be out this
summer. I'm playing it just for the campaign.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the campaign will be real good.
Because I'm actually playing over Gears 2.
There is no campaign.
There's from what I understand, it's four-player co-op.
Yeah, it's four-player co-op.
That's nice. So cool.
Yeah, four-player co-op of one level. And all you do is you...
talk.
Use the bone saw.
You grunt. You press buttons to see who grunts the loudest. And then the content... It's like Mario Party. It's funny. This game is exactly... It's Mario Party, with reskinned with Gears of War characters.
On steroids.
Yeah. Epic just lent out their characters to Nintendo.
It is funny how in that game everyone's grunting and everyone yells at each other and... It sounds horrifying.
Well, then, no, you just have Dom screaming for his wife.
Yeah. Oh, Dom looks pretty cool.
He's got a beard
He's
now.
He's got a beard. A lot like me.
Oh, man, the beard graphics.
They took some influence from me, they told me.
And
they,
you can play as Anya now. So
who is that?
Really?
She's the Lady Gear.
God,
oh, that's her? Okay.
Well, she's not
a consultant, and she's like the like.
Yeah, she's not a gear in the first two games, but because they are like out of soldiers, everybody fights now, and so Anya has been trained. It is
so
a
does
gear
she get like the steroid treatment too? She's like Jack.
No, she's fairly
China.
Lean.
Basically, is she China?
You know, she looks like a regular lady.
Wait, how big is her clitoris?
Oh.
Oh, oh
massive.
Don't remind me. Why did you have to show me those pictures?
As big as Adam's mom's.
It's a little weenus.
Oh, wait, hold on. On Anya's... On the Soul Calibur boob chart, where does Anya fall?
Probably like number 3.
I'd say 7.
The character that you don't remember?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, god damn. If anybody that doesn't know, go look at the Soul Calibur breast chart. If you want to see some huge boobs and like
and nipple.
Yeah, they get more and more slouched over to the point where Ivy, her back should just be bent in half. Her spine should be a right angle at that point.
She's a fighter though. She can hold herself
up. Who's this again?
She's had to deal with this problem all her life.
Soul Calibur.
Which I know the game, but which character?
Ivy.
Doesn't Taki the one has bigger boobs?
No.
Ivy, it's disgusting.
Taki has weirdly perky boobs, like unrealistically.
Like she uses them to distract her enemies.
Ninja perkiness.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's just right. Like you're like, what? Wait, what's going on? And stab, you're dead.
Exactly.
there's absolutely no way that character would be able to move at all.
Or like, swing anything
like
in front of her.
Yeah, to swing her arms would, like, she couldn't reach straight out in front of her. It's impossible. It's so horrifying.
It's so hot. Everyone, Soul Calibur is great. If you don't, like, if your internet's down.
But our listeners can't look at it because they're all underage.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if your internet's down, you can't go to, you know, RedTube or whatever you go to. just fire up Soul Calibur and take a peek at those boobs. They're pretty good. And as unrealistic as porn boobs.
Wait, who has the... Who's D 78 centimeters?
I don't know.
Those look realistic. Those are like realistic boobs with the...
Those aren't realistic.
Wait, which one?
Yeah. Look at her body.
With the slight droop.
This is getting weird.
It's getting hot. It's what
I'm sorry, guys, but I'm not sorry. Just guide.
So, Nick, you've only been playing Gears with Matt?
Yeah, I've been doing the Gears 3 beta. That's pretty much all I've played since last week.
Alex?
I've been playing Portal 2 co-op.
Good.
And I started...
I'm glad you're able to do that.
Yeah, I have friends. It's amazing. because I don't have a PlayStation 2.
And, wait!
Oh.
It's on PlayStation 3, you dumb fuck.
You know, I still can't get online with PlayStation 2 anyway, so
I don't have a PlayStation 2 either, so...
The emphasis on fuck was really weird.
I started Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
It's a great one. It's the best Half-Life one.
I'm sort of getting bored of it.
Really? That game's really short. I think that one's really fun. And the ending battle is crazy.
No spoilers.
Yeah, when the G-Man turns out to be your dad, and the G stands for God.
Oh, that's so deep, man. So deep.
I know.
Wait, so Gordon Freeman is Gordon Freeman's own father?
Yes.
Wait, yeah. G-Man's not Gordon
Freeman.
Oh, my Freeman.
God.
There that's was a nonsense. Rumor that G-Man stood for Gordon Freeman.
We know the rumors. So,
all right. I don't know the rumors.
Shut the fuck... Yeah, you guys do. Everyone knows them.
No.
That's why you speak like a computer.
Angel?
Portal 2 and Gears 2. It's all I've been playing.
Gears 2?
Yeah. I was going... My friend wanted to finish the campaign. He never played, so... We're doing a co-op.
Oh, I played a little bit of that with Alex recently. Not this Alex, my roommate.
Different Alex.
A better Alex.
Well... I've been playing Pokemon White, Halo, and Brawl, and then I just finished my second playthrough of Mass Effect a few hours ago.
Yeah, I just saw. I thought 50 was a cap on the levels.
I thought it was, too. I thought they raised it with the second DLC, but apparently it's not.
What's the cap?
I think it's 60.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, no, Mass Effect 1 is 60, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah, because I got 60.
Interesting. Yeah, because I was really confused when I went to 51.
Yeah, it literally took like an entire playthrough to get to 60.
Right, exactly. You keep your level in the new game plus, right?
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Okay. Well, let's do Adam's News Hour. No new gaming releases. Upcoming games, same as last week. L.A. Noire on May 17th for PS3 and 360. Fear 3 and Dead or Alive Dimensions.
Wait, didn't Brink come out this week?
Oh, it did.
No, it did.
You're right. So, I've been seeing mixed reviews about that.
It looked kind of cool, but I'm not really in the mood for squad shooters.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I'm just not interested in shooters that much anymore.
So, I haven't really been paying attention to it, but it looks kind of like Mirror's Edge, but with more focus on the combat.
Yeah, it's like Mirror's Edge meets Team Fortress.
Hmm.
Meets.
Interesting.
The Deedles. I was about to say it.
May 30th, Beyond Good and Evil HD, PS3, and May 31st, BlazBlue.
It's BlazBlue. There's no...
BlizzBlue.
No, I think it's BlizzBlah. That seems right. Blitzball.
BlazBlue.
PS3 and 3DS.
Can we play Blitzball? Did they release a standalone Blitzball game?
God, I hope so.
Oh, man, I would play that.
I wouldn't, because that was the fucking worst part of the game.
It was so gaming easy. News. It was just like...
It's boring. Ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. How do they breathe? Anyway.
Not a lot of gaming news. There's going to be a Tails game for the 3DS.
Ooh, it's like, PSN. Like how Shadow got his own game? Tails is getting his own game?
Yes, I wish. That'd be awesome. Hmm. Didn't he have his own game on Game Gear?
Who cares?
Wait, did you really just ask some trivia about Game Gear and expect anybody to know that?
Well, I don't think so. We'll have to look it up. All right, PSN is still down. They're saying that they're going to have it up, like, fully operational by May 31st, but we'll see.
I'll believe it when I see it.
He did have his own game.
Microsoft bought Skype, and they're announcing that they're going to have it on Xbox, and it's going to be Kinect compatible, so that could be kind of cool.
As long as it stays free.
Soul Calibur 5 get announced for PS3 and 360. New Dragon Ball Z game, new Assassin's Creed. Angel, did you want to talk about Modern Warfare and Mass Effect 3?
Well, Modern Warfare 3, just... They want to Michael Bay the shit out of it.
So, boobs and explosions?
Yeah, probably no boobs, though.
That's too bad.
So, not completely Michael Bay'd. Just, I guess, so long I get sued.
The worst part of Michael Bay.
Yeah, just explosions. They want to make
Are you saying that the Modern Warfare series didn't have explosions and wasn't a dumb action game before that?
Nope. Apparently, according to them, it wasn't enough for them. It wasn't dumb enough. They want more.
They had a character who had a skull bandana over his face at all times, and a bunch of douchey 20-some-year-olds got real sad when he died.
He lives in my heart.
That's good.
He's very small.
Oh.
Anyway, they're going to Michael Bay it, so they're casting Will Smith, Martin Lawrence...
Shia LaBeouf,
and the Transformers, all appearing in the next game.
In the next
good.
Model.
So, does it tie in with the third Transformers movie?
Well, it turns out every single movie in Michael Bay's career have taken place in the same universe.
Universe.
You know, I just thought of something, and that would be the Michael Bay movie I'd see in theaters. If Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery, Shia LaBeouf, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence...
And the Transformers.
The Transformers, the entire cast of Armageddon, if they were all in a movie together trying to save the Earth from, I don't know... The ultimate explode, like the universe is going to explode or something.
Oh, they save him from the big crunch.
Oh yeah, see if that, and they all had to heroically sacrifice themselves at the end. God, that would be a good movie. I hope Michael Bay listens to this. That should be the last. That's probably going to be the last movie he does when he's like 75. He's going to do that movie.
He's going to have everyone ever,
and he'll be in it too. John Connery's still going to be alive. Or they're going to have to.
It's going
to
be just like Mass Effect 3.
Oh my right. God!
Where they're going to have every main character in the game.
Nice segue.
Thank you. I try.
All right. Well, that's it for Adam's Gaming Hour, or News Hour, whatever it's called. All right.
And Soul Calibur 5 got announced.
We talked about that.
Oh, we did. And the biggest boobs. If you
yes,
boob every chart. Every character now is even the male characters are the last on the boob chart. So
they're introducing new boob physics. They're going to make a whole new system based around Soul Calibur and the boobs.
Yes.
Seven of the eight PS3 cores are going to boobs.
It's
going to
be called the new physics engine. It's going to be all fizz tits.
I like it.
That sounds like a disease.
Like, or you put pop rocks on your nipples or something.
Fizz tits. That's actually the logo. That's just the logo. It's just basically a silhouette of boobs with pop rocks on it.
Ouch.
When I swim in the ocean for too long, I feel like I have fizz tits. So grainy.
Also, Assassin's Creed Revelations is coming out.
Right.
Anyway.
That was it. All right, let's talk about Portal 2.
Why?
Let's start by saying that it's a very good game.
Really? I thought it was horrible.
Yeah, we all hated it.
Well, you're a Nazi.
I don't know. I am a Nazi. It's just like, well, the games I like to play, you didn't even get any ranks.
Yeah, and you didn't like go to an airport and shoot everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
No emotions. No, but
and how come your character didn't sacrifice herself in the
game? Just mad being there wasn't serious, any accent. Just
Portal 2 is fucking amazing. It's the best type of sequel. It's one that expands on all the original game ideas without getting rid of the stuff that works.
And without rehashing.
And none of it feels like, oh, I've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I don't know how they pulled it off. They really... It's as good of a sequel as you could possibly hope for.
Before we go any further, we should say, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure we're going to be talking about everything in the game. So.
Right. Spoiler.
Beware.
But it's pretty amazing. The only problem I have with it is that it does start to feel a little long at the end. I don't know.
Really?
I didn't really have a problem with that.
See, I think it felt too short.
I don't think it was too short.
Not necessarily like the whole game, but like the gels I felt were very underused. Like, see, I felt there needed to be more.
I understood why they had the gels like all introduced at a different time. But I still feel like there were too many single gel puzzles that were... Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that part of the game, it was probably the best part in terms of talking, because Cave Johnson assigns you at that part of the game. And it's you're laughing constantly. But
there's not enough of him.
Yeah,
either.
I wish there was more.
Like, there's just not enough of like the old Aperture, I feel.
Yeah.
Because like you can get through that in like 20 minutes, which is kind of disappointing.
It was just as long as all the other chapters.
It is, but you go through it a lot. You feel like you go through a lot quicker.
Right, but I mean, I just have a problem where they introduce the new gels, and I feel like the puzzles where it's not the puzzles were easy with single gels, but I felt like the puzzles that felt the most rewarding were the ones that used multiple gels, and those only happened like 3 or 4 times in the whole game.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not really like a terrible thing, but I still feel like the ending of the game, or like the last quarter of the game, maybe didn't feel too long, but felt like they gave you the elements at weird times. Like the white gel got introduced so late in the game.
It's only used a couple times.
I know. I feel like that would have been cool to use at a different time. Yeah. But well, it's a nitpicks in a terrific game.
But I could see, and you made the point last time that had they made the game longer, it would have been too. It would have been getting repetitive. There's a very fine line that they have to really play with.
Yeah,
and I don't know how many more puzzles they could really come up with the gels actually.
And they actually
And like in the commentary, they do say that like the testers were getting kind of bored. I mean, it sounds like they originally did have more. But
after a while, how much can you really do with speed gels and bouncing gels? I think they pretty much exhausted it. There was one point where I thought. The one puzzle where it was a bunch of small different areas. It was one big area, but you had to launch yourself
to different platforms.
To get the box.
Right? Yeah.
With the platforms.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the culmination of like that was a really hard puzzle to figure out because you have to know where to go and when to use the.
Yeah, are you talking about the one where the last part of that puzzle is
where you have to climb up
speeding the ramp to get to the exit?
To get to the exit, yeah.
That one's crazy.
That's, I love that one. And that's pretty much the culmination of this is what the most we can do with these elements. I felt like that was the most these guys can do.
And they
even,
I think they did a great job just presenting it without having you actually like achieve, like have it as an add-on to the gun. Just having these random,
like, and they even
yes, I think that I was think very that was well a done. Very good choice.
I was like thinking how they're gonna do these, gonna do this like gel stuff,
right? And like in tag, they're like their student project, which is where these gels come from. Like you, the gun did shoot the paint, and they mentioned that in the commentary as well. It's like they didn't want to like reinvent the portal gun; they just wanted to have the portal gun and then gels in addition to that.
Yeah.
And they took out the suction tubes that were
Did I miss something? I didn't know at what point that the actual like a portal gun was affecting who can use in conjunction with the gels. Did they mention that at all?
Wait, what?
Like you know how also the white gel you can use with the portal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the stuff that they use to paint the walls. It's the paint in the test chambers.
Oh, that's what it is?
It's moon dust.
Yeah, it's moon dust. And it's from the moon. Yeah. It's like a lunar paint.
No, because I just didn't remember any mention of it like beforehand. Like
I don't think it was moon dust. He sniffed moon dust, but they found a starchy material to replace the moon dust.
Oh, that's what it was.
They could actually use the reflector. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Oh, I thought he said that
all of it was moon dust.
He got sick because of the moon dust.
Right.
He himself got sick because so Cave Johnson died because of the moon dust.
Yeah. Which but is one of the funniest parts
like
of the
if
game.
You're allergic to moon dust or anything like a starchy material, like starchy substance, anything like moon dust or that like that, then do not do this test, essentially. But they also mention like do not eat the blue gel because it'll destroy your skeleton.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the human skeleton. I love
the little things like around like were hilarious.
Not fond of the human skeleton.
The little warning signs and everything is great.
Yeah, but I think the most important lesson from Portal 2 is that they're not going to make. There's no way they can make another Portal game. Like they.
I mean, I think the next time we see Chell is going to be in the Half-Life time.
Right. Exactly. It's just like it's so creative, and they manage to surprise you so much in the game, like in with the white portal gel and stuff, that by the end of it, you're just like, wow, they've done everything.
And we've seen all of Aperture's science labs.
They could do some more with the robots, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, well they'll probably add downloadable.
Yeah, it seems like that's like DLC.
Right. I mean they are
more story.
They are releasing some free challenge.
Oh, did you guys read they actually released a way for guys to make their own portal like levels.
Yeah, I heard about the mod.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. They released
the Gary's mod?
Yeah, the mods to actually be able to make their own levels.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
But at the end of the co-op mode, at the end of the co-op story,
I didn't get to that part yet.
Okay, well, without spoiling it, they sort of reveal that testing can keep going and going.
Yeah.
But I mean, Chell's character is
because when I first started the game, I just started I played the co-op mode first with my brother, and we did a couple of levels, and then I started playing single player. And as I finished the story, I like how they intertwined the co-op robots into the story, the main story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And their story continues, and it's really interesting. Play the co-op campaign. It's
yeah,
really
co-op
good.
Campaign
I'm
is
trying,
great.
So, I'm trying to set up, like, is the co-op, when does it occur in the...
Immediately after.
After you're done with the single player.
Oh, okay. After the single player? Okay.
Yeah,
right,
because
Wheatley finds the two robots, and then GLaDOS gets back in charge, and you see the robots at the end of the game, and then GLaDOS gets rid of Chell, and then she uses the robots
that
instead.
Yeah, well, she uses the robots to do something, and there's a story to it.
Which opens up there being a possibility for...
Yeah, but it's got... If there ever is a sequel to Portal 2... It might not have anything to do with Chell.
It might not have anything to do with the current portal. And if anything, there was some word that they were only going to make co-op games. I thought somebody was
No, they're just like I said last week. People took a lot of their stuff out of context. They were just saying that they're gonna include.
No, they said it themselves. They actually.
I know, but really, since then they've clarified that they're gonna have some sort of multiplayer.
No, but
portion.
No,
wasn't it?
But that's
didn't
not even
say,
what
like,
they
campaign,
said.
Didn't he say, like, campaign plus
no,
or
what
something
they,
to that effect?
What he really meant to say, all that Gabe Newell meant to say by that, was that Portal 2 has been a big success with cooperative, and they'd like to keep making cooperative games.
Yeah, that's what I got from...
Yeah, and he got carried away, and then they reported it weird. But I mean, it doesn't mean there's going to be no more single-player games or anything.
They'll always make campaigns.
Yeah. The thing is, even the single-player is a lot of fun. The co-op is... exponentially more fun.
Really?
I think it's a lot more
fun. It's a different experience. Matt and I have beaten both. But I love...
If you're playing with a good friend, or somebody... If you're playing with a good friend, you're talking about how to solve the puzzles.
Yeah. I like that. Me and my brother just like trying to figure out. Like he's like, "How the fuck do you spot this?" Sometimes I was like, "I don't know, man.
So, Alex, you've been playing co-op with other people online, right?
Yeah.
Can you chat with them?
Yeah.
Okay,
I would hope so.
There's all sorts of prompts that you can do, so you can like set markers to point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nick and I got stuck on one for a long time.
Yeah, you're so concerned with how to do the puzzle that you forget certain elements that you can use. Like you forget that you need to both do things.
Yeah, it's the one. If you've played far enough, it's the one where you have to hit each other in midair.
Yeah, you have to launch land.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was my friend and I were thinking we just did that a couple minutes ago.
It took us so long to figure out
I think we were on it for about 5-10 minutes, and because we saw the clue was the one in the two.
Yeah, it is.
But then we launched ourselves a couple times looking for the sky bridge or the light bridge to actually block us.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's what we were doing too. That's the whole thing, is I was concerned about that the entire time, and we never saw the obvious answer. Because we kept going, where can we put the sky bridge? I don't get it.
There was one puzzle, I forget which one it was, but it happened to me multiple times, actually, where, like, you know, the whole first game really got the point across that you had, in order to solve the puzzles, you had to think with portals, right?
Yeah.
And I think in this game, like, it kind of almost... I don't know, it's less of that. So, like, I was ready to think how to solve these puzzles with portals, but then a lot of the time I was just missing, like, the very obvious answer that had nothing to do with portals.
See,
like,
I had the opposite.
I think there was one where, like, I literally just had to walk across the room to do something, but, like, I was trying to figure out how to do it with portals, and I just could not solve it.
Right, sometimes you'll go into a room, and you'll see a switch, and it'll take you a minute or two to figure out that you can actually just walk over there. And you'll be trying to, like, portal off the walls and, like, doing weird jumping things.
I didn't have that problem much so much as some instances you forget... You're so caught up in making the portals that you forget that you could actually go through the original portal you made.
Yeah.
So, like, the light bridge ones are especially... You have to do it a couple times before you realize...
I see,
Because you fire the first portal to open the portal so that the entry point comes out.
So that you can
walk
on it.
So you can walk on it. But then you sort of forget... You can actually still walk through that same portal to get to higher elevated area.
Yeah, are you talking about the co-op level with the room with, like, ramps and you have to do that on?
No, because when I learned that mistake the first time, so that was actually on the first light bridge level that came up, because you actually do have to do it at some point. And the nice thing about portals, once you learn a couple of those tricks, if you keep them in your mind, you should be able to do some of the stuff comes up more quickly as you do it.
Right.
So there's a certain amount of abilities and tools that you eventually have at your disposal that you can and cannot do.
In single player, I got stuck on the one for an embarrassing, probably like 15 minutes, where if you remember when Wheatley tells you he's going to close his, or he's going to turn his back when you finish this one, so just tell him when you're about to finish it, you don't spoil the ending for him. And it just
the one,
like,
with the two really tall platforms.
Yes, it's got two really tall platforms, a laser beam, and a thing. Okay, it took me so long just to get that first cube because I didn't think about going up to the ceiling and dropping myself down in a hole. Like, just falling, I forgot that that's how you usually get momentum, because at this point I was so obsessed with, like, the laser and the other thing, the, like, floaty... I don't even know what you call that.
It's like a anti-gravity fan.
Yeah, the anti-gravity tube thing. And, I got so caught up trying to use those that I forgot that sometimes you can just jump very far.
Yeah. And the puzzles are actually legitimately difficult the first time you play the first time you play through the game.
Right. Mm.
It's not like they're not all walkthrough puzzles. They require some. There is some level of thought. Like the last group of puzzles are actually significantly difficult. Even the old Aperture Science areas.
Yeah, I thought the in between parts of that were more difficult.
The which parts?
The in between test chambers.
The in between areas.
Yeah, to get to the other sides. Yeah, that was a little bit more difficult than the actual test.
But it's sort of. But like there it's stuff that you're thinking. Man, this is a little. This is actually tough, and when you figure it out, you're not frustrated. You're like, there's actually a sense of satisfaction of actually completing the puzzles. They're not frustratingly hard. They're sort of. They're actually like the right difficulty. Well, they're very fair.
I like them because they're like, you don't really need to think ahead. You just like, as you go along, you can solve it, like you just step by step kind of thing. You don't really need to sit down and break it down and be like, okay, let me examine every facet of this room. You just like throw a portal there and just. I want to get there. Just let me see if I can throw a portal over there and see if I can get over there.
You could do it that. There's a couple ways of doing it. Like you could analyze a room to see what you have. Like where do you have to get to? Right. There's a couple things you probably should do. So it's like you go into the room and you're like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Like what are the obstacles here? So there's the anti-gravity tube. There's a faith plate there, and there's a laser. So where do I start? What's the first thing I have to do?
Right. Yeah, there was a couple times
I kind of like that, but dislike it at the same time. And I'm talking about, like, you look around and see basically what's in the room, like instruments, like you were saying, the little anti-gravity, the faith plate, whatever. And whatever is there, you know that you have to use it in order to solve the puzzle. And, you know, it's fun figuring out how to do that, but just because something's there, that means that you have to use it. So if you're not using it, you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, I don't know, maybe if they had done a few with, like, objects that you didn't have to use just to, like, confuse you. Because, I mean, I was watching Chase do one, and I'm like, Chase, you're not using... I forget, maybe it was like the anti-gravity thing. It's like, you're not using that, obviously. You're doing it wrong. So try, you know, doing some portals with that thing. It's like, oh, yeah.
Well, I had the problem with that, where it's misleading surfaces, like where you'd see a surface that you could portal to,
yeah,
or that was portable, and you'd think you would have to use that surface, but then it turns out you don't really.
Yeah, a lot of those are placed there. Like almost as fail safes. If you get to a place where you can't get out, they'll put it there.
Right,
and you don't need it for the puzzle.
Exactly, but then you think, you're like, oh, well, there's a portable surface here, so I must have to like jump off here, and then 5 minutes later, you haven't gotten anywhere.
And they actually do mention it in the commentary that people ended up using some of the instruments for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That they would think that they would have to use the instrument, but they actually do not have to. One of the last test chambers where, after Wheatley takes over, the one where it's the anti-gravity tube, but you have to get the blue paint onto the, first onto
with the three turrets.
With the three turrets.
Yeah, that one's a pain in the ass.
Yeah,
that's my favorite test chamber.
When you start, the first thing you're thinking of, the first thing you're thinking of is, oh, I have to get across to where that button is. I need to somehow use the anti-gravity chamber.
Yeah.
And even in the commentary, they mention that most people think of the anti-gravity tube rather than seeing the white wall right behind
exactly.
it.
Exactly, yeah, 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 exactly. Mm-hmm. That took me, I think I died like 10 times before I figured out that I could just portal over to there. It drives me crazy.
The one thing that I was just trying mostly, because it didn't take that long for me to figure out how to solve it. I was just trying to do the achievement where you
you break all the monitors.
Break all the monitors.
I love
that. So I'm like trying to figure out how the fuck I'm getting one of those turrets over to break
that's
that.
A hard
so
one.
I'm like, how the fuck do I do this?
It's almost like
and
you
I
have
spent
to break
easily
the game
maybe 2 hours
one.
trying to figure it out.
How do you break that monitor?
So the easiest way of doing it is if you get the blue paint, you can knock out two of the three turrets, and then you could anti-gravity yourself up a little bit. So
okay,
you get
that's what I figured.
And launch yourself out, and then you can pick up the last turret, and then you get the monitor that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
See, the way I did it, I somehow got myself over to where the anti-gravity is, and so like I stuck a portal on the left side of the wall where the anti-gravity is like hitting the wall, and then I stuck another portal like in the floor, And so I ended up going to where the anti-gravity spiral is, and then I scooted over a little bit, like, to the side of the portal so that I wasn't re-entering the portal, but I was still inside the anti-gravity. And then I shot another portal onto the white surface above the turret, re-entered the portal from the anti-gravity, and jumped down onto the turret.
Oh, crazy.
Which sounds a lot more complicated than what you said, Alex.
Yeah.
But I do like the fact that you can't really, I think, in terms of game design, I've played games where you sort of have to, you have no idea what the fuck you have to do next. You ever play Myst? That's the most...
No, where you just have to guess.
You end up, yeah, so it's technically a puzzle game, but you end up having to guess things. Like, you have no idea what the fuck to do next at points. Mm. And you end up guessing where to go next. Or you end up having to go everywhere and then map everything out so you know exactly where things are. That kind of puzzle, it's too exhaustive and it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, like, I felt that way with Zach and Wiki. Like, there are parts of the game where I literally just had to guess. There was no, like, hint, no way that I knew what I was supposed to do
next.
But
you could see why Portal would do it this way, where you have these instruments and you have to, you know, you have to use the instrument to solve the puzzle. The reason they have it designed that way is so that you don't end up having to guess for 4 days what the fuck to do next.
Mm.
Like, you can make it so devious that... you can make it so devious that you have no sort of flow, no ideas to do what the next thing is. You don't want to make it so exhausting that you're not gonna be able to solve it.
Right.
So maybe instead of adding extra objects that you don't use, make it so that there are ways that you can solve the puzzle without using certain things.
Well, I mean that,
which I'm sure there are, but
or portals on the ceiling.
I thought that's what that's what they've already done. I think they did a good job with. I think they did a good job with making that mix, and I'm sure.
I mean, there are obviously more than one way to solve the puzzles, but I'm pretty sure like you still have to use.
No,
everything.
No, I'm sure you have to use everything. I actually think they did a nice job with balancing with not only using everything, but sometimes misleading you to use it for certain things and not for others.
Hmm.
And that does happen on multiple occasions.
Can you think of an example of that?
The example I just gave you about the wormhole.
Okay.
The anti-gravity hole,
sure.
Right?
Right, right. Going like across instead of using it for something else.
And that's just one example. It's happened to me a couple times during it because you're trying to figure out how to get to a certain place.
Hmm.
And you sort of forget about the other obstacles they put in the way.
Yeah. I don't know.
Especially that, what's that, the field? Where if you...
The Emancipation Field?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they put those up, you're sort of like... Because that especially is like one of those things that you're like, oh, fuck. I didn't consider it the first time.
Yeah.
You start... That's a whole other variable. And they do a really good job putting that in. But for the... So they're going to have an add-on, an update, a free update, right?
Right.
And I'm sure they're going to have, like, the advanced stages,
mm-hmm.
just like they did in Portal 1.
Right.
Which, like, that was fucking ridiculous. Like,
oh, they had that in Portal 1?
In Portal, yeah, and some of those were ridiculous.
Yeah.
They had one where...
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to them.
I just don't want fucking hated... What was it? The turrets in the cages? I don't know if you guys played that one.
No.
I don't remember.
So... There's a turret level in the first portal, and normally you could fire a portal underneath the turret, or you could put a box on top of them, and then it'll crush them.
Yeah.
In this advanced stage, they put them in cages, so you can't move them.
Nice.
And you can't crush them or anything.
So do you have to use like a box for cover?
You
got
to use a bunch of boxes for cover, but it gets to a point where you know you're surrounded, so you have to put the boxes. You're moving a box a little bit at a time, so you don't get shot.
That sounds ridiculous.
But it's not. It gets to a point where that's not even fun.
Yeah, that's a little much.
I'm sure there's an easier way of doing it, but
light bridge.
Yeah.
No light bridge. Oh, God.
Light bridge shield.
Okay. So
did you guys? Oh. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, what did you think of the story? Because I mean, I think everyone loves the Cave Johnson parts, but the story does take really weird turns at the end.
And it,
like what?
It was, I think it was well done for like the way to how to bring back all those characters, like how to bring that characters and how to.
Right. It was, I think it was fucking awesome. Like
yeah,
the I way was, they Gladys has that change where she starts feeling, and then you find out who she really is.
Yeah.
Error her personality is based off of.
And well, then, I figured I knew what she. Once I like I saw that picture of Kay Johnson and. And the girl,
well, Caroline. No. Once I heard her voice on the thing, I knew.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, totally. When I realized that is when after I saved the, I saved the turret, and he says her name is Caroline.
Her name is Caroline.
And then you
right.
you find out that there's a Caroline.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Oh, I didn't hear him say
yeah.
that.
Yeah. He and he like that. After watching Alex playing it again, he says multiple things. He says, "Get mad."
Get mad.
He talks about.
He says, "Get mad," and then he about, and then he says, "Don't make lemonade."
Don't make lemonade.
Right,
and it's funny. It's really funny.
I don't think they. I mean, maybe if they had done more, it would have been worse. But I would have liked more Carolyn stuff.
Yeah, no. she only says a couple things.
She only has like two lines.
I don't think it would have been.
And she was there, nothing but she was Cave's assistant. I mean, there was no reason for her to be there.
It didn't have to be a lot more, but I mean, like in the commentary, they were saying when they were creating this character, like before it turned into Caroline, they wanted a character who could play off of Cave Johnson.
But they already had that. I think they had more than enough, and you don't want to do too much because you don't want to blow. Who Caroline? You're learning who Caroline is through GLaDOS.
Yeah,
that's the whole point. By the end of the entire game, that's Caroline, and then yeah, Caroline's
well,
deleted
until she destroys Caroline.
Until
yeah, but that
abruptly
that's
too.
That's who you're learning that person or the character is. Yeah.
So you're saying that I like this term in the commentary. They say potatoes.
Yeah,
instead of potato GLaDOS.
Potatoes. You know, GLaDOS GLaDOS becomes more and more like Caroline during that
right.
during that game. By the end
right.
of the game, before GLaDOS erases her, that's Caroline. That is at the end of it. It's Caroline. How she feels. How she's nice. That.
So I guess it could be assumed that because Potatoes doesn't have any like nodes regulating her, it you know it's fully Caroline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when she defends you when she
yeah.
says she's not
yeah,
that
but
fat.
But then she also comes back and says
because she
like about the adoption.
Yeah, she says being an orphan
what's
is
so,
terrible.
What's
but...
so bad about being what's so bad about being adopted? Then she whispers, "It's actually terrible."
Yeah, that part's hilarious. But still, I mean, it was a completely different side, and it was really surprising
yeah.
that they put that in there. And
yeah.
Wheatley was hilarious. His interactions with GLaDOS were so funny.
Yeah.
And
I think whenever you break a monitor, it's hilarious too.
Yeah, I know.
But this is an example where like
oh bless your little primate brain.
But this is an example where the writing is done. You know, they assume that the people playing the game aren't idiots. They could put two and two together. In most video game stories, they'll tell you right out what something is.
Right.
And the guys who write for Valve are very smart, are assuming that we're actually smarter than, you know, what Capcom assumes us to be when you play a fucking Resident Evil game. You know,
God damn it, Wesker.
You know, they don't explain every little fucking detail. So the point that you have to connect the dots. Right, you know,
yeah.
you know who Caroline is. You know the whole story of GLaDOS. You want to see what happened between Cave Johnson and GLaDOS. You want to see like Caroline do that, but there's no. You use a little bit of your imagination. It puts you really into the situation.
It's a unique form of storytelling that movies can't
that's
do, and something that video games. I mean, it's very unique to video games.
It's nice that it completely sticks by that. It never. Half-Life 2 is the same way, where it never reveals more than you'd expect
it
to.
It doesn't, yeah. It tells you what you need to know without literally telling you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It shows more than it tells.
I mean, they have the G-Man in Half-Life 2 pretty much ends up being the Deus Ex Machina sort of kind of character. Not that, but if they have to put something in, they'll just throw the G-Man in, and he'll explain something to you, and then he'll walk right out, which is a little bit cheap. But at least in Portal, you're right. They keep it in. They keep everything in character.
But I think so while the G-Man does pretty much just talk to you, his presence just raises more questions and adds more to the story.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, even you know, stuff like what was it, the science fair?
That was oh great. My god, that was incredible. Yeah, that was and the lemon, that the potato battery is better than the lemon battery.
What was it, like baking soda volcano?
Yeah.
Well, at least it's no potato battery.
Yeah.
You know the really, really, really big turret at the very end?
Yeah. The one from...
Was that mentioned in
game? Yeah, you see him at the beginning when they talk.
Scenes?
Well, it's a joke. It's played off as a joke that either that a race of sentient turrets or animal kings have taken over the world. They talk about that.
And they show a little... There's that little video in the elevator.
It's like preparing you for shocks of the future. And so that part is so funny when you finally get up there and you see the huge... Like and
they've built one.
Did you guys
one.
Find that secret room with it in it? With a minute?
I found the secret room with the fat turret, but not like.
Oh
the
wait,
beast camp.
I never found that secret room.
No,
there's a secret room. It's one of the first areas where it's you get a laser.
It's got a laser coming out of
turret,
the ceiling.
There's a turret inside the vent. So if you redirect the laser to actually kill the last to actually get the turret. There's a whole set of rooms, and you see the four turrets playing the
and
song.
Singing.
Playing the
yes.
song. For,
yes,
it's
I
playing
saw
a
that
song
room.
For it's playing a song for the fat turret.
But there's not the Animal King turret.
No,
it's not that one. The Animal King, the giant Animal King one at the very end. Oh my!
No, I thought it was I was hilarious. Just like I remember seeing it, like all the little posters in the videos in the elevator scenes. And just noticing this giant thing, all of a sudden, like everyone's peaceful in a conference, and all of a sudden, this giant animal king turret comes in,
drops in,
yeah, and then they start bowing to
everything
it.
Up. It's like
everybody starts bowing.
Wait,
to
that
it?
Happens. That happens on the video.
Yeah, it's a little like stick figure man.
It's before Gladys is even in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's like the third puzzle.
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
I don't know.
It was hilarious. I also like when Wheatley breaks you out and he's like, "All right, can you talk? Press A to talk." And you
really jump.
No, that's jumping.
Yeah. And then it says press X to say apple.
Yeah.
And yeah.
He's like, "You know, you're good.
Press
you don't have brain
X
damage,
to say
let's
Jason."
Go. That was ingenious. I like that. That was funny.
I really like the achievements/trophies in the game. Because they make you do a lot of things that you normally wouldn't do.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go back and play through it to get those.
For example, like you guys were talking about the one where you have to break all the monitors.
I was less concerned.
I mean, that's just like a whole like different set of puzzles, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
But I mean, I was less concerned about the achievements and more... I wanted to know what Wheatley was going to say.
Right,
that was
that's exactly why I broke the monitors too.
I did not break the monitors for the achievements, because that was... To get the achievement, that... Okay, I don't give a shit. I want to see what he's going to say.
I would have never known. I didn't...
Have you done the one where you jump back down into the pit after Wheatley tries to kill you?
No, he has a coax. He's like, come back! No, come back!
Right, I mean, that
come
one...
Come back! And then he's like,
Alex,
and
that one
the
had
pit,
some
please.
Really... That one had some really good dialogue with it.
He's like, I can't believe you jumped in the pit.
And then GLaDOS chimes in and says, oh my god, I can't believe you've come back. Maybe you really do have brain damage.
Yeah. I just watched Alex do the part where when you first start escaping and GLaDOS says, here's the final test chamber, just come and do it. And the door opens and she says, oh look,
a
deer.
And when she tries to get you going.
Yeah, Alex actually, I told him to go back for it and he does... And the light bridge drops out from under you, and then you walk to the open door, and they just pump all this neurotoxin right in your face.
Yep. I did that the first playthrough.
Yeah, me too.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of it, I think a lot of those achievements are just based, you want to see what happens.
See, I would have thought to actually break the monitors, unless there was an achievement for it.
Right, exactly.
Well, you do it on accident at first.
Oh, you do?
There's one where they force you to do it.
Yeah.
Like there's a faith plate that throws you. Or
I don't think
cube,
it's.
I
don't think it forces you, but you're more than likely going to hit the. You're going to go on the faith plate because you don't know how far you're going to go, and you're going to hit the monitor, and he says something.
But yeah, because
I wasn't even looking at the achievements, and I realized, like, after you kill the first one, I was like, holy shit, he has monitors in every one. Maybe you can destroy each one of them. So I started destroying each one of them just to see what would happen.
Yeah, until you guys talked about it, I didn't even know that was an achievement, but I destroyed a fair amount of them just because I wanted to see him talk.
I did the same thing when you're in the turret building facility and they're checking to see which turrets are good and which turrets are bad, and then they like fling out the bad ones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's another achievement. If you and step in, I did it, that on accident. Yeah. Right. No. There's two there. There's one where, like, if you catch one... Wait, is that an achievement?
No, you have to save
that's just
one.
That's just part of the puzzle, where you have to catch a defective one.
No, there's another... Later on, you have to save you have to save one that's, I'm different.
I'm different.
You have to save that one.
Yeah.
That one's... I saved that one on my first time.
Yeah, no, I was walking by, I was here, I'm different. No. Save. I was like, okay, I'm going
to
grab you.
I took the defective turret over to the scanner for the turrets automatically.
Me too.
In that game, I like to grab whatever I can and just take it as far as I can.
Yeah, until like an emancipation field decides to say no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The one where there's no emancipation field with the companion cube.
Yeah.
And then I try to sneak one out just because I wanted to.
I think that one was about to say, I love you.
Dude, oh man, I couldn't stop laughing when she destroys the cube.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, when she drops it down and twice. Destroys a cube. And
oh, then, sorry. Did I fizzle that?
And then you grab it, and then she destroys it right in your hand. I couldn't stop laughing. I think it was so fucking hilarious. I was like, this fucking bitch. God.
But, I mean, we can talk about funny parts of the games all day. The point is, great game, and people should play it. And if you haven't played it,
get it.
And the ending is so surprising. Do we want to ruin what happens at the very end?
No.
Well, I mean, we already said spoilers.
Yeah.
No, let's not ruin it.
Well, we talked about it last week, didn't we?
I don't know. Well, I just want to say...
No, we just said, let's talk about it.
Okay, I'm not going to spoil it 100%, but I just want to say, when you're given... When it kind of takes control of you, but you shoot that last portal, that it was an amazing feeling. Just like, wait, they really want me to shoot there?
Yeah, that's what I thought,
too. And just like, oh, fuck!
I was like, oh, let's see what happens now. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, and it makes sense, right? Because Cave Johnson talks about the moon dust.
Well,
right.
Well thank you for...
Yeah, thank you for for going... Matt walked around that and you just stepped in it.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever. It's nice that they bring back the references.
Right. It makes sense as to why it does
it. The bird appears throughout the entire game.
Oh, it's so good. She's like, can you
bird, kill it!
Or what was it? The lemon, like the lemons and the potatoes.
Yeah. When the last
what about the,
corrupt core?
What about the? Oh, okay.
When
oh,
the corrupt core keeps talking about going to space.
Oh, it's so good!
God,
space
core is the best.
Space.
I'm in space. Yes, mate. I know. Yep, we're both in space.
Oh man.
God. So
I
good.
Love the delay when you shoot that last portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delays for a little bit.
And
they mentioned in the commentary that, like, because I had mentioned this to Chase when he beat it, because I watched him beat it before I beat it, and I was like, wait a second, that was really, really fast, because, like, the portals don't go at the speed of light, and I had a problem with that.
Oh, whatever. Shut up.
But in the commentary, they said that, like, they wanted to do it, like, scientifically accurate, but when they had it take too long, like, the testers would look away and try to find something else to do. And so, like, they thought that wasn't the actual solution.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
No.
So what's everybody's favorite test chamber? Do you guys have one?
I don't know. How can you have a favorite one? I don't know.
I have a favorite
The first one.
All the parts with Cave Johnson when he's talking to me.
Yeah,
that's
my favorite part of the game.
My favorite one is where you just push the button and the box falls right on the button.
His first test.
Oh, yeah. When he makes... The hybrid cube turret things.
The hermit crab.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so good. You have legs. Just walk over to the thing.
You just observe him arguing.
Your
with
cubes
them.
With legs.
Okay, we've been at this for 8 hours. Okay. I just love 1 hour.
When you come back and all of a sudden you see him has cubes with legs. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck has he been doing?
Yeah, I love that whole part of the game is great too, where it just Wheatley is destroyed and like the loading screens changed to say Wheatley Laboratories and everything's yes. just yeah, gone to shit.
Oh, the Microsoft screen of death. Blue screen
of
death.
Yeah.
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 What was it? In case of molten... case of molten lava? I forgot what... It says something
fun. It's something about, like, releasing
yeah, you can release
some
it into the air.
Deadly something that would kill everything. Yeah. Press any key to continue. My favorite is... We've already talked about it. The one with the three turrets, the anti-gravity, and the blue gel.
See, I hated that one because it really took me too long to figure out how to break that.
But see, I think that was the most challenging one, and that's why I like it so much.
I hated it so
much. My favorite is the one with the... I'm not sure if it's the first one with the propulsion gel, but it's the Cave Johnson one where it's like all sorts of little squares that you have to go to. And you have to set up portals to... I think we talked about it earlier. The one where you have to, like... You have
yeah,
to use
with all the weird
the
platforms.
Yeah, with all
yeah,
the weird
that's
platforms.
One, I like that one, too.
Yeah, that one's great. Mm. But, I mean, I don't know. I just...
Yeah, but I don't have a favorite. The Cave Johnson section of the game is my favorite part of the game.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But, see, like, I liked it for more than just Cave Johnson. Like, oh, yeah. I loved the old...
Yeah, yeah exactly. Like
the test spheres, just looking up at
and,
all of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and
like,
as...
They have a map that tells you where you are and, like, where you have to go.
But
oh,
and
my
it's
God.
Great how you go through different eras. Like, you go through two decades.
Yeah, yeah. It tells you, like, the years. It's... So, yeah. Apparently, they created
God,
the portal gun. Did they create the portal gun in the 80s? Is that what
no,
I'm trying
in
to
the
say?
60s.
Wait,
because
what?
They,
no,
because
in the 70s, they were still...
poster.
No, wait.
The handheld portal gun, but they had portals before.
Yeah, there is a poster that shows the portal gun.
Right, they had, like, the portal back.
Like,
yeah.
You do not go into these test chambers without the aperture
your
size
portal device.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was like a giant backpack.
Yeah. With, like, a... it looks sort of like an exhaust tube. Was, like, the...
like a leaf
yeah,
blower.
Yeah, like a leaf blower.
Yeah, I like when Cave Johnson mentions Black Mesa also. That part was awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Black Mesa can kiss.
Did you guys find the
the secret experiment?
No, not the secret experiment, but the dock for the
experiment? Yeah, that's what
oh,
I'm talking
okay.
about.
Then yeah.
What is
it? What was that dock
so
for?
So what is that a reference
it's,
to?
It's from I don't know because I haven't played it, but I read that it's about episode 2, Half-Life 2.
Oh wait, is
two.
It the Borealis?
Yeah, the Borealis.
Oh yeah, in episode 2, at the very end of Half-Life 2 episode 2. This is kind of a spoiler, but not really. The Half-Life, whatever the next Half-Life is about Gordon going after the Borealis, which is the Aperture Science ship.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, so that dock is
very cool.
Where it was created.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I didn't
oh
even
God,
know
God,
about
God,
that.
God.
So I guess that's what Nick.
That was the thing that I was going to point out to you, but
yeah,
you stopped playing.
Yeah. That's
Portal
2, great game. Best
yeah.
game.
Do you guys have a favorite quote?
I don't want to.
I don't
want to
quote.
Shut up.
We're done with that. Portal 2, God. Go out and buy it.
When people overquote stuff, that's what kills it. Yeah, and I don't want anybody to fucking talk about Cave Johnson ever again so I can love it forever.
Damn. Well, fine.
Nerd quotes are the most uncomfortable thing to listen to. Like when nerds like try to do the voice and they quote and then laugh to themselves, I just want to rip off my
or,
ears.
Like we've been doing this whole
I have
podcast.
Not been doing. Yeah. You've been doing, and that's why I haven't been talking.
Or what about that girl today at the video game store that kept talking, kept doing Charlie Sheen jokes?
Yeah, she's a really nice girl. She's a really nice lady.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah,
it was so uncomfortable because I don't think any of us thought it was funny.
Nobody thought it was funny.
Sitting there.
Her coworker didn't think it was funny.
I know, her coworker looked mad. He probably has to put up that all day. Anyway.
Okay. Any last thoughts?
Charlie Sheen in Portal 3. Funniest idea.
Shut up. If you ever run into me on the streets, please don't talk about your favorite quotes to that game.
Yeah.
And what he means by that is talk about nothing
well,
else.
Well, do some funny Vin Diesel facts or Chuck Norris facts or something. That's what Nick likes to hear.
Chuck Norris has a fist behind his beard.
Shut up. I hate you.
funny.
Okay.
It was never funny. I hated that.
Get Portal 2.
So, emails.
We got emails. Ooh. We got a email.
From an Bridget. Email, you
Bridget,
idiot.
Formerly known as Bridget J, but...
Bridget Jones?
Bridget Jones.
Subject title, uh-oh. Hey, So there's a few things I need to say about the last podcast. First off, Animal Crossing is ridiculously addictive, especially pulling up weeds. It makes no sense, and it's actually very annoying, but so addictive. At least for the first week or so. Then you want everybody in the game to die, or at least I do.
I like it, but I don't want... I get bored of it, but I don't want everyone in the game to die. That's mean.
Yeah, it sounds like Bridget's just a
sociopath.
Very violent person. Anyway. Yeah. Where was I? Anyways, I also want to say that the N64 is great. I love playing old games, probably more than new ones. Possibly. I'm undecided. The point is, it's great. The other thing is it's Bridget, not Bridget J, smiley face. My last thing is, you guys won't stop asking about fan art, so here it is. It's Link with a butterfly. Why? Because he's Link, of course. I bet you're pretty jealous of my skillful paint skills. That's cool. I understand. Bridget.
God, I hate her already.
Thank you, Bridget J.
She drew this. It's a
it's a stick figure with a green hat and a pink butterfly. Yeah,
I like it. You get an F,
smiley
F
face.
For effort, an A for sending us an email. So there you go.
We'll throw it up on Facebook. So you
yeah,
guys
it's can. Great. I'm glad you listened to the podcast, Bridget.
I'm glad it's uncropped and you used all of that negative space.
Yeah, it's funny because you act like we're saying Bridget J because. But I think Jean-Pierre called you Bridget J as well. So, and he's your bestie.
So take it up
with
him.
He's your biffle.
Yeah.
We asked a question on Facebook to see how many people had a 3DS. So let's see. Eight people have a 3DS. And
yeah, this is a worldwide poll.
10. Yes.
Yeah, it's only been 8
22
sold.
People. 22 people don't have one. But 11 people, 10 people, plan on getting one.
I voted.
You did? Yes.
Nice. I plan on getting one.
Plan on getting one.
So I think we're going to start doing those a little more often, maybe. So keep the lookout for Facebook polls.
Well, apparently I got an email from Facebook saying that Adam has sent you
a question.
A question. Yeah, I was like, fuck you, Adam. I'll answer it.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, I was going to block you after that, but...
but you answered it.
The only thing Adam should be sending me is money.
Time, I'll be sure to block you next time if I get that kind of email ever again.
Okay, well then I'll send you two, and maybe you'll unblock me.
No. No, I'll just kick your ass if I ever see you.
Oh! You're a nerd.
You're a scientist. You don't kick anybody's ass. In video games, you're always cowering, and the hero has to save you.
Look, Half-Life 2 is filled with scientists, and the guy uses a fucking shotgun, along with a gravity gun.
It's the only game in every other game I play.
Scientists.
They're cowering in corners. Me and my big armored space marine suit, I just come in and I pistol whip you to death. Because you don't matter.
They get killed in Jurassic Park.
I'll fuck you with my big armored space marine dick.
And on that note.
All right.
And on that note.
Go to our boards. tinyurl.com/workingtitle or ztpsocialboard.proboards.com takes you to the same place. It's our forum. Go there. Talk. Hang out. Whatever. Follow us on Twitter, ZeldaWT Podcast. Become a fan on Facebook, Zelda Working Title Podcast. And give us a million stars on iTunes.
Yeah, and go to my new LiveJournal, livejournal.com/bigarmoredspacemarinedick. It's just like about my life and stuff.
Sweet.
Sup, guys.
So there you
today
go.
Was crazy.
Good night.
Hasta luego.
Bye
everybody. Is that it?
That's it. We're done!
Here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed. Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom?
So I watched Lion King for the first time in like 5 years or 10 years. Okay. I didn't realize that they had goose-stepping hyenas. Like the fucking Nazis.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nazi symbolism. They're goose-stepping.
Yeah, I remember that. You can see their silhouettes.
In the song Being Prepared, you see them goose-stepping.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's like the it's
oh
like
yeah, yeah 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 okay. Yeah.
I didn't
his army of hyenas to
and also right. did you realize like the hyenas like all they wanted was we just want food and equality.
Yeah, the yeah. hyenas were kind of you know.
Yeah, it's a sad tale, the hyenas story. I mean, one of them was Whoopi Goldberg. That's pretty tragic.
Wasn't the other one Cheech Marin?
Yeah, and then
was it? Sure oh my god.
Yeah, and the other one didn't really have a voice. I think he was
yeah,
just like...
Yeah, just laughed.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the laughing guy, yeah.
His name was Ed.
The laughing man.
I actually watched the sequel to that.
Was Lion King 2?
No, it was
terrible. Lion King 1.5.
The Lion's King?